Chapter 3 Starlight's Suite. Starlight Glimmer still wasn't sure how it had happened, but the room had completely transformed from the packed book storage room she'd encountered yesterday. Twilight must have moved the donations for the university in the middle of the night. Or perhaps a pony had come to pick them up early this morning. Whatever the case, this room was now a beautiful suite filled with all of Starlight's favorite elements. Where did all this come from? Starlight wondered. As she trotted around, it occurred to her that she had been mistaken. There was no way this was the book storage room. It couldn't be. The structure of it was similar, but there was no way even Twilight could have changed all of this so quickly, even with magic. This was a hidden room in the castle, and Starlight had found it. All that exploring had paid off. From the light sky blue color of the walls to the soft carpet covered in pinprick stars that actually glowed when Starlight's hooves touched them, each detail of the den was tailored to her tastes. There was a pedestal for spell books and a velvet sofa for languidly lounging between conjures. There were swathes of gauzy fabric filled with tiny twinkling lights and a small mirror pool in the center for reflecting. It was as if it had come from her mind, or maybe even an illustration from the biography of Star Swirl the Bearded. Am I imagining this right now? Starlight reached out her hoof to the gilded spell pedestal. She gave it a light shove. It was solid. She smiled and breathed a sigh of relief. It was a real secret hideout, just for her. A rush of excitement flushed through her, thinking of all the things she might be able to cook up for Twilight. Now, when the two of them met, Starlight would have some new ideas to bring to the table. She couldn't wait to get started. A stack of blank scrolls on a large circular table beckoned to her. Starlight chose a quill from a wooden box filled with a selection of writing instruments and got right to it. Moon curves minutia, she scribbled at the top. Below, she filled in all the words she could remember from the book. She bit her lip in concentration as she began to alter the sayings, and soon, time began to melt away. Starlight awoke with a jolt. The surface of the mirror pool shivered. The golden sand in the hourglass floated inside. The scroll with the spell on the sofa next to her lay unfurled, shaking as if a breeze blew through the air, when in fact there was nothing of the sort. The room was windowless. Starlight had clearly lost track of how long she'd been working in here. Starlight mumbled the last line of the spell to herself, slowly remembering where she was and what she had been doing. From here to there, when transforms, then the seconds to share, shall feel well spent. She rubbed her eyes and looked again. The sands began to sift through the glass once more, and the pool was calm. She yawned. It was time to go find Twilight Sparkle and spend some time with her. After all of her relaxing solo study time, Starlight actually felt a twinge of excitement about seeing her new friend again. She was refreshed, and she actually had taken a nap, so she wouldn't have to lie to Twilight. She just might omit some things. As the pony crept out of the door of her hideout, she sealed it again with her magic energy lock. The turquoise light pulsated around it. It was so huge and bright that it lit up the whole hallway. Maybe it was too conspicuous. I know, Starlight removed the lock. This will do the trick to keep my little room just for me. She conjured up some energy, shot it at the brown door, and watched as it became an identical gold color to the others in the hall. Works for me, she nodded. Then the well-rested pony headed off to find her mentor for some new lessons in friendship. There you are, Starlight, Twilight called out, her brow furrowed in concern. Come sit down with us. Instead of being greeted by just Twilight Sparkle in the throne room, Starlight was met by five more ponies. Fluttershy, Rainbow Dash, Pinkie Pie, Applejack, and Rarity all sat in their respective thrones. But not one of them was smiling. Not even Pinkie Pie. Starlight felt a pit of dread in her stomach.